Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, December the 13th, and welcome to our commentary. I have to tell you, I want to wish a happy birthday, happy number 97, to Dick Van Dyke. Now, if you remember the Dick Van Dyke Show and those great movies and shows that he's been in over the years, Dick Van Dyke, who's 97 today, so anytime somebody turns 90, we make an extra effort to wish him a happy birthday. So happy number 97 to Dick Van Dyke. Great, great actor. And if you remember the Dick Van Dyke Show, then I guess you and I must be from the same generation. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening between Peru and Mexico. I have a post over at the American Thinker this morning on this particular topic. And let me give you the background for those of you who may not be familiar with it. About a week or so ago, the president of Peru threatened to dissolve the Congress because the Congress was going to impeach him. He's had a lot of problems with Congress and Peru. Now, this is a fellow by the name of President Castillo, who was a president from the left, some of these left-wing presidents who've won very close elections in Latin America here recently. And President Castillo was going to dissolve the Congress because he didn't like him, I guess. So the Congress said, no, we're going to impeach you. And he said, go right ahead. So they did. And they went, they arrested him, they took the job away from him, and then the vice president became vice president of Peru. So it was a very interesting domestic problem, the kind of thing that happens in countries. But it got complicated because the president of Mexico decided to get involved in it. And, of course, President López Obrador of Mexico, who sort of fancies himself as leader of Latin America, so he decided to get involved. And he decided to, criticize the action of the Peruvian Congress and, get involved in something he had no business being involved in. Well, the Peruvian Congress basically said, hey, just stay out of it. This is not your problem. Now, what Mexico is trying to do is offer asylum to President Castillo. I don't know that they will do that because I'm not exactly sure what President Castillo did to merit asylum from Mexico. I mean, it's not like he's a victim of something. He was impeached, which is a constitutional responsibility and right of the Peruvian legislature. So I have no idea on what basis he would be offered asylum. But it has created a little friction between Peru and Mexico. And here's the irony of all of this. Here's the irony for me. Mexico has always been a country that has said that, hey, stay out of our affairs. You know, countries have the right to settle their problems. We don't like to get involved with anything. We want to stay out of other people's business. So what happens? The president of Mexico gets involved in a Peruvian matter. Look, whether you agree or disagree with what happened in Peru, that's not the point. The point is that this is a domestic matter, and I think Mexico needs to stay out of it. And the Peruvian reaction to Mexico's intervention is exactly perfect. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. You have no business being involved in this matter. This is for Peru, not for Mexico. So we'll see what happens. But I have heard that the presidents of other countries like Colombia and Argentina have been critical of the Peruvian legislature. And I don't understand that because this is a Peruvian matter. I don't understand why anybody else should have an opinion on this. This is a president who was impeached under the Constitution of Peru. Hey, that's their business. Everybody else should remain silent. Let me say hello to my good friend. I am listening as always. Thank you so much for your support. Well, the other big issue, of course, today is the border mess. We've got one heck of a problem here on the U.S.-Mexico border. I mean, have you seen some of these videos? Have you seen some of these photos of the city of El Paso? I mean, people are just crossing over without any regard for whatever. And, you know, you reach a point, you reach a point where you simply have to say, what in the heck is going on here on the border? Because what I see on the border has nothing to do with immigration, has nothing to do with asylum. What we have on the border is this chaotic situation where people are just coming in without any concern for how we can absorb these people. I mean, these individuals are coming in. They're going to have to work. They're going to have to support themselves. They're going to have to pay the rent. They're going to have to buy food. And I sympathize. I do. I sympathize with the situation in their countries, particularly the situation in Venezuela. But you do reach a point where you say, hey, you know, this has to be controlled. Under some basis, it has to be controlled. And I think the Biden administration has really dropped the ball. I mean, has really dropped the ball here in this situation. The Biden administration could have established some ground rules. We had them under President Trump. One of the best things that President Trump did was to set up the Remain in Mexico program. Remain in Mexico basically said you had to wait in Mexico until your asylum case came up. Most of these refugees, people who are coming over, are economic refugees. They're not political refugees. And economic reasons is not a reason for asylum. It's for political refugees, not for economic refugees. So, I mean, the Biden administration has dropped the ball. Now, of course, some Democrats, now that the election's over, now some Democrats are starting to say this and say that, and they're hoping that the Biden administration will do something. It's very simple what they have to do. Very simple what they have to do. All they have to do is say, we're going to close the border for a year so we can absorb the people who are in. And if you want to come to the United States, I'm sorry, we cannot take you right now. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. That's the only solution to this problem. Otherwise, you know, this is never going to stop. And again, check out the videos. Check out the pictures, the photos coming out of El Paso. And you can get an idea of how chaotic this situation is. Where are we going to put these people? Where are we going to put them? Can somebody answer that question? I guess we're going to send them by bus to different places. What are they going to do when they get to those places? Where are they going to go? So it's just chaos. And the Biden administration is 100% responsible for this. This is not anybody else's problem. This is the Biden administration's total disregard for immigration laws and for the sovereignty and the border of the United States. So sorry, guys, this is on the Biden administration and they're going to have to clean it up. And I hope the new Republican Congress on day one takes on this issue. Not exactly sure what they can do, but they can certainly make it more complicated for the Biden administration. I mean, the lieutenant governor of Texas is saying that this is an impeachable offense. Well, probably is. It probably is an impeachable offense. But you're not going to get Biden impeached. You might get him impeached, but you're not going to get him convicted. So it's just going to be a big waste of time. There is a very interesting case before the Supreme Court that you're going to hear a great deal about. And the facts of the case are very interesting. This is in Colorado. There is a same-sex couple getting married. Okay, a same-sex couple getting married. And there is a woman who does web designs for weddings. And they went to this woman and the woman said, no, my religious beliefs do not allow me to participate in a wedding, a same-sex setting. That's against my religion. So they are suing this woman for something. And the woman is saying, look, I'm not against your wedding. I just don't want to be a part of it because it's against my religious beliefs. It's in the Supreme Court, and I hope the Supreme Court will rule in favor of the designer. This is not a case about homosexuality or same-sex weddings. This is simply a case about freedom. You as a designer, as a photographer, as a baker, or the owner of a bakery, you have the right to decide what kind of cake you're going to bake, what kind of photographs you're going to take, or what kind of wedding design you're going to do. And if the topic goes against your religious beliefs. In this case, this lady, I guess, believes in the traditional definition of marriage between a man and a woman. If your religious beliefs tell you that homosexual marriage or same-sex marriage is wrong, then you have every right to believe that. And the couple that wants to get married, they should go look for somebody else. It's not like this one person is the only wedding designer in the state of Colorado or in the United States. There are hundreds of them. Go find another one and let this person have whatever beliefs they want to have. I don't understand why these cases go to the courts. They should be settled at the local level. And if you're looking for a wedding cake for your wedding and the designer says, look, I'm sorry, my religious beliefs do not allow me to do this, what you need to do is look for another designer. Not everything has to go to the courts. Not everything has to go to the courts. And I don't understand why this one eventually ended up in the courts. But the Supreme Court should say the designer has the right to her religious beliefs. And that's how this thing should be settled. Well, last but not least, we go back to the year 2000. If you can believe this, 22 years ago today, the big issue in the country was the presidential election of 2000. And it was finally settled on this day in the year 2000 when the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 in the famous Bush versus Gore case. And what the Supreme Court basically said was that the candidate Al Gore, what Al Gore wanted to do was to have a selective recount of the counties in Florida. And the Supreme Court basically said, no, you count all the counties or you don't count any of them. And of course, that was the end of that issue. And the ruling came down in favor of Governor Bush, who was eventually inaugurated president about 30 days later. So the end of the 2000 presidential campaign happened on this day in 2000. And, you know, when I wrote a post back then that I have in my blog today, I made the point that I hope we never have another contested election. I wrote that 22 years ago. And, of course, we're having a few contested elections these days, which is, I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same. Thank you for listening. Best wishes to Argentina and Croatia, I believe, Morocco and France. I hope your team wins. I'm not into soccer, but I hope your team wins. These are incredible athletes, so we support and we admire them when they play soccer. But I don't have a particular team here, but I hope your favorite team wins. But again, congratulations to these amazing athletes who play in the World Cup. Have a good day, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.